So Rashi learns that means this man, the Bayi Sheni, when he still had the Beis Hamikdash, is Oymer Yisrael Yibrocho Boruch Matzir Gevul Almona. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu built up again the Gevul of the Almona Yishlayim after the first Churban, it was called Namona. Then Hashem built it back up again. Rashi Boruch Matzir Gevul Almona going B'Yishuv Bayi Sheni. And the lock that's brought down, it means a chosh of a house, like a big usher, a beautiful house, and then you can make this brother. B'chubonon, if you see a bias of Yisrael, B'chubonon, Oymer Boruch Dainens. Both the yerd that Yechovim b'yeshuvon, if you see a goy that has a beautiful house, is Oymer Bayez Geyim Yisach Hashem. Bayez Geyim means a bias from a goy, Geyim means a balgaivinik, does wishes, as Yisach Hashem, Hashem like should destroy it. V'chubonim oimer, kel nekomes Hashem, kel nekomes Afriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back the kamer from the goyim. Ula v'rav chizdo hevi ko'az li biyucho. Ula and chizdo were walking in the road. Ki mote yapischo devei rav chona, bar chaniloi. When they came and passed by the door, where at least his house used to be, and that was v'chubonim, but where his house used to be, where devei rav chona, bar chaniloi, his house was, is not like Rav Chizda v'yasnich. He like bowed down and started to cry. Started to cry. Omala Yubasulu told him, "Am I komes naches? How come you like crying now? It's no good for you." V'yom Rav, "Anocha sheveres chati guf shalodim." It's feeling bad that you're in that bad mood, and it's crying. It breaks half your guf. Shenema v'yata benodom heonach b'shivrei masnayim. Like with anocha is going to break down your masnayim. His being in a bad mood with crying could break down your whole group. Shinemar Fohoya Kiyomulecho Almaato Nenach Vyamato Shmuel Kibo. The Nimas Kolay, his whole life will be like destroyed, Nimas, well, faint away. So it's a bad thing to be in a bad mood. So he asked him, "How come you're crying? How come you're in a bad mood now?" Omalay, Heichila Yisnach, how can't I be in a bad mood? Beisa, this bias of Rav Chana Bachaniloi, the heavy boy, when it was built up, the Yeshuvan, the heavy boy, Shisin Afis of Yamama, used to have 60 cooks in the daytime, cooking for him. The Shisin Afis of Yamama used to have 60 different cooks, cooking at nighttime for him. The Afin, and used to bake, Lachoma the Torah, used to have a big household, whoever wanted to come in to eat could eat. He was an usher, and he used to do a lot of chesed. Never took his hand out of his pocket. The Zohar, nor to be able to get struck on. Dilma also Oni, Bar Toivim, maybe an Oni that has a good Yichus will come, like a Tzaddik will come to him. The Yadamatil and the Kisin, while he's going to put his hand in his pocket, Komichsif, this Oni will be embarrassed. So he always used to keep his hand ready to give the money. The Su, have a Psichon Le Arba Bovin Le Arba Ruchso. The Alma used to have four doors to his house on all four sides. Behold, every aisle, coffin, whoever came in, hungry, Nofik Kisava went out there filled up. There they showed the lane, used to throw outside Chita Musari, wheat and barley. The Shnei Betsuras, Avroi, in the hungry years, used to throw it outside his house. The Choman the Chifa, Nilsala Mishkal Bimama, whoever is embarrassed to come and ask for food in the daytime, also the Shaka Balela, he'll come and take it at night. That's how much of a tzaddik this Rav Chana Bachnuai was. And what he did with his money. And now that after the Churban, shouldn't I cry about it? Now that this house caved down, and it's like a stone, a pile of stones, shouldn't I cry? So he said, this is what Rav said, after the Churban Abayis, who adin is the klola that there'll be a churban for the bottom of the tzaddikim? It's like we can't be better than the Eibishter. The Eibishter's bias had a churban, so the bottom shall tzaddikim will have a churban. Shenema the pasuk says, "Biyozne Hashem tzavokos im loivatim rabim l'shama yiyu gedolim v'toyzim miyein yoshev." That they'll be without a place to live. The Yomer Rav Yechanan, Zokta Yechanan. Now you want to like tease him a little bit. Yomer Rav Yechanan, Otzer Hakadosh Baruch Hu liachvim l'yishuvin. He should know the same way Hashem took it away, and it's Hashem, and it's Mashiach, Hashem will bring it back again. Shenema Shira Malos L'Dovid HaBoitchim B'Hashem Kahar Tziyin. It's a tzaddikim that Abateich and Hashem will be like Kahar Tziyin. Ma Har Tziyin, just like the Beis Hamikdash. Otzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'achziroi Li'Yishuvoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it back, Li'Yishuvoi Mashiach, is the Afotem Shal Tziyin. poured in the bottom of the tzaddikim also is also that Kodesh Baruch Hu yachzirun liyeshuvan, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring it back liyeshuvan. So Meli might tell him, don't feel so bad, this bias that fell in now, the Mitzvah Shem will be built up again. Still he saw that Ula wasn't Meshiv Das. Ula still felt bad. True, a Mitzvah Shem will be built up, but right now he felt terrible about it. So Amalei, if you're going to tell him another thing, you can't cry so much. Well, it can't be worse than the Churban Abayis. The Drashi, Dayeli Yevet Sheikarabai, Sherei Beisa Migdish Chorav, Shu Beisa Shlokarash Baruch Hu. But you can't feel that bad upon any Churban that's happening right now, while the fourth is the Churban Abayis. So you can't feel worse for this
than you feel for your own house. All right, turn over now and we'll continue on the other side. Turn over.
Tana Rabbona, Horoye Kivrei Yisrael. Again, if you go to a Beis HaKvaris, you see the Kivrei Yisrael is Oyma Yisaya Brocho, Boruch Asher Yotzar Eschem Bedin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people Bedin, Bezon Eschem Bedin, He gave us Parnasa when we were here, Bekilkel Eschem Bedin, He gave us food to eat, Beyosav Eschem Bedin. And he also means he made meats at the right time, everything Hashem did Bedin. Beyosav Lakimchem, it's Hashem to be Tchias HaMesim. Bedin, He'll be making them again. That's the Baruch Hu we say. Ma bread the Ravina Messiah Bo Mishmed Rav Nachman the Yodeya Misbakuchim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knows exactly how many Mason there are. Vu Osim Liach Yoschim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu make a Tchias HaMesim. U Lekayim Meschem and we Mekayim Us. Baruch Mekayim Mesim. This is the Baruch that usually is supposed to have in all the basic Kvaras. You go there once in 30 days. If you weren't there in 30 days, you're supposed to make this Baruch when you go to a basic Kvaras. Kivrei Erdi Chovim, you go to a Goyisha Beis HaKvaris, Oymeh Boyshe Imchem. Don't make a bracha, just don't say, Boshe should be with them. Om Yom Yishuv Ben Levi, Haroye Eschaver Eliyach Eshloishim Yoyim. If you didn't see your friend for 30 days, Oymeh Borosh Rechiyonu V'kimonu V'kiyonu V'zman Azeh. Of course, a big simcha, you didn't see him for 30 days, so you have to make a bracha. Otei Yisrael Tap Teisus, Haroye Chaveroi, Oymeh Ri, Davke Chaveroi HaChovav Olov, a special friend. That you have a lot of simcha when you see him. Abu binyan achaloi. Star my friend that so, when you see him, about you're happy to see him, but it doesn't make that much simcha, you don't make a brocha. Because the brocha shechi yonu is after simcha salay that you have. The yacha yud beis chedish, you didn't see your friend for a whole year, oime boruch mechaya mesim. You have to make a brocha, boruch mechaya mesim. So Mashur, the Mutasa says, the pshat is throughout the year, you went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that there was a gzar din, where you should have misa l'chaim. So since you went through the gzar din, that's like mechaim esim. So after 12 months, if you see him, you have to make another bracha, not shech yonu, a bracha that Hashem l'kenem l'choyla, mechaim esim. Now, we usually don't make this bracha so much. One reason is that usually, even though we don't see a chaverim, we hear about them, we know what's doing. Like if you write to them, or if today you have telephones, or you hear about how he's doing, so then it's not such a big simcha when you see him, like you knew all along how he's doing. You have a very close friend that went away, and you didn't at all know anything about him, didn't ask about him, and he comes back after 30 days, and you have a tremendous simcha, then maybe you would pass to make the bracha on Shech Yenu. You're also Mechayim Esmi if you didn't see him for a year. But usually, without a year, come out, everybody always at least hears something about the Chaverim. You write to them, or you hear a telephone, hear something. Omarav, Ein Hamneis Mishtakach Min Alev Eliyachash Nei Mosa Chodesh. A mate, you don't forget about something happened. It takes a full year till you forget about it. It takes 1 year till you forget. In the Mesa Tagam, the late Eliyahu Shnei Mosa Kodesh, Shenema the Posik says, Nishkachti Kineis, Milei Foyisi, Kichli Yoivi. That I forgot about the Nase, and it was like I lost the Keli. Now, so Rashi says, what does that have to do with losing the Keli? Rashi Kikli Yoivi, the second line. The stam keli, stam clearly yachad yizbeis chodesh after 12 months, nishtakach min aleiv. That's the time that you forget about the keli. The yish bailan liyachad yizbeis chodesh. That's when you have a svara, you're allowed to keep a mitzvah if you found it. You know it's a year old because the bailan was zichem yayish from it, and he gave up hope anymore. That's a more empirical mitzvah. Misha mosa kli. If you found a kli, oishum mitzvah, chayiv lahachris shalosh regolim. For three regolim, 3 years tovim, you have to be machris. Maybe the Bible will come to pick it up. The Yemnim Sachra Sukkos. Let's say you found the Mitzvah right after Sukkos. Is Sarech Lahamtim Lahachris of Pesach. You have to wait till the first Yom Tov of Pesach. Uvatzer, you have to wait till Shavuos. Uvachad, You have to wait till next year's Sukkot. Then you Yud Beis Chodesh. After that, when Emma the Baal Mazichim, the Yai, she gave up hope, you don't have to be Machriz anymore. So you see that you can think about something for a year. So the same thing in Meis. The Meis is only in your mind for a year. After a year, it's the Shtaka.
It's not really a riot because by
Yeah, it's not really right. You mean, well, we care more about the Meis than about Caleb.
No, Abu Meis, yes. But on the other hand, just it's not parallel because with the Kaylee, you still have that hope, according to Rashi, that someone will find it, and it's still a possibility to see us.
So could be it is a rise then. I mean, and still you see after a year you give up hope. So see after a year like you don't think about anything. So you're right. I mean, there in L'chur you should be thinking, but you still have hope. Maybe someone give it back to me. Like maybe somebody did find it, and eventually I get it back. So we said no. In 1 year you don't remember anymore. And the Gugutu still. Even the Mace is also something tragic. That about it when it happened, you felt very bad about it, but nothing stays in your mind more than a year. After a year, you forget. I mean, that's here it's a bracha. Hashem gave a bracha to people that you forget your Torah after a year. Right? We are top of our puna bread of Yeshua. Have you kaazli biurcha? They're walking in the street. Poga be barav chanina, bread ravita. They met up with chanina, bread ravita. So these two, Rav Papa Rav Puna, was walking, and they met up with Rav Chanina. Omrulay, so the two said to one to the Chanina, Bahadi de Kazinach, Berich Nicholoch, Trey Boruch. When I see you on the party, I'm going to say two brochas now. First, Boruch Hashacholak Michach Mosul Ireyev, you're a Chachme Yisrael, you deserve to have this brochon. Baite Vashachiyano, as they didn't see him for 30 days, they felt very happy to see him now, so they made a Shachiyano. Omaluhu, so now Rav Chanina, the third one, said back to the first two, to Rav Pop and Rav Huna, Omaluhu, Ano nami, me too. Kivo de chazisnu, when I see you, cheshavtinchu alavayum, you too are so choshev to me, keshishim abuyim beis Yisrael. Like mama 600,000 yidin. Neilo obrichnin alaycho tlotza. And on you too now, I'm going to make three brachas. What's the three brachas? Hanechtarti, your two brachas, that you, I hold you're also chachma Yisrael, so make shecholach michochmos l'reyev. I also have tremendous simcha seeing you, I'll make a shech yonu. And the third bracha is, since I consider you like 600,000 people, I have to make the bracha we had before, Ubarach Chochim HaRozim. Baruch to the Eibishter, there is such a Chochim of all the Rozim, how to take care of such a big Am. In other words, he was saying that you two people, you have like the Chochim or the Daz of 600,000 people. So I can make a bracha about you that Hashem knows how to take care of you. Is Omalei, so these two said back to the Chanino, Chachimus Kuli Hai, if we didn't know you were so smart. Mashor's Mazba. How do you know that we are so smart, like 600,000 people? Elamai, you hold, you also have that chokhmah. You know what it means to take care of 600,000 people, or you know what type of deus they all have, and you could tell that we have that type of deus. It's like you said, like you're like Rabbi Gaivani. Like you think you're so great? So they said this Beloshin type of a Klolodik Eloshin is Yoyve Yenayim. They gave some type of an iron hurry into him, Vishachit. And Machman the iron hurry, he was mace. Could be this inyan and hurry here. Avada and son, they didn't mean a midaita. They didn't really want to kill him. No reason to kill him here. No, the son they gave an ayin hara. They said like, who are you to be such a chochem? And machlo the koyach of an ayin hara. It happened that the person was mace. So therefore, a wachet's brought down that we don't make this bracha. A bracha case like this, even though there's a svar in the Gemara that if you hold people are so great that they are as great as 600,000 people, just two or three people, really you should make the bracha. The Baltic Gemara says the maskani here was an iron horror came out of it, and he got killed because of that. So we don't make this bracha. We'll only make the bracha when we see 600,000 yidden altogether. But anything less than that, you don't make this bracha. Right, the Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Horoye Sabahaknim. See somebody very peculiar, a freckled person, a lot of white spots like on his body. Is Omer Boruch Mishan Habriyas. To make a special bracha, because bracha made a Shin Habriyas. He looks very different. Is Meitzvah the Kasha on this? Roa Sakushi. You see a Shvarza. It's the first time you see a Shvarza, you have to make a bracha. Viesa Gichu, you see somebody red, a red person. Viesa Lavakin, somebody very, very white. Viesa Kapuch. Rashi, what's Kapuch? Death and God is a fat, big stomach. Vitech Uvyo, he's so wide. Nivus Kaimasu Mitafechas. He looks as if he's always folding over. As if the stomach sticks out so much, looks like he's folding over. Roshinaka Kapach Orach Harbi is very tall. Like his whole face is also in. He's so, like his face is stretched out. Too tall. He doesn't look nice. Very, looks very mechuri. Doesn't look nice. V'yesenenas, if you see a midget. V'yesadakinus. See, some said as far as Barkinus. He's very tall. He's a giant. Rashi says, Lashinacha piv okum. He has his mouth is twisted. You have to make a bracha. As I said, it's the first time you see a kushi, the first time you see these people, you have to make a bracha. Baruch Mashana Brias. Esakita, you see a person, a lame person. Esasuma, a blind person. Esafituya Hirosh, a flat head. Rashi Shisaroi, a kimnat kosari dobek zebezeh. The hair is modne hair. His hair is what tied together. Dobek zebezeh, like one piece of hair is all here is. Esachogur, or else what the chogur is the hinkadink, a hunchback. Esamukashchin, you see somebody, it's a mukashchin. Esamahaknim, it is the kash, you see somebody has a lot of white freckles. Is oime baruch dainemis. You don't make a baruch mishan habriyas, but yavachmonis, and you say baruch dainemis, you say. If he was born that way, that was his mazel, so then we say just Mishana Brias. For her boss of Yisialit, but this is he was born normal, and then if something happened to him, so then we say Baruch Dainemis. Like something bad happened to him, we make a different bracha. Rashi Heichad Yisrael, boss of Yisialit, Liyachesh, Shanel, Nerlad, Boy, Aime Baruch Dainemis. Dunya Dikita, just like his foot was chopped off. The cut the boss of the Saudu, that happened afterwards. That's called like Baruch Dynamis, like because Baruch gave a special dinya to make the Baruch Dynamis. But if he was born that way, then we make the Baruch Baruch Mishana Brias. They can not me, they turn it Dumya Dikita, just like said, like his foot was chopped off. And is Shema Mina, the turn about it happened later on, not that he was born this way.
Is this the first time you see it, or every time you see it?
Listen, son, these are lovers, but only the first time you see it. The first time you see it, you make a bracha. There is one day every 30 days, if you see it once in 30 days. And Mishmura says that we only make the bracha the first time we see them. But afterwards, if you didn't see it within 30 days, you just say the bracha without a shame of malchus. Just say bracha Mishana Bris. Tana Rabbanan, Haroya Til, as you go to the zoo and you see an elephant, Kuf, or you see a monkey, or Kfuf, another type of a monkey, Oime Borech Mishana Sabris, you have to make a bracha. It's also brought down. You only make the bracha the first time you see them. Afterwards, if you see them it's once in 30 days, then you say the bracha without a shame of malchus. Just time say baruch mishana bris. Trashi kofuf, that's oif, shekurin dulta, v'yeshla levosas, lechiaim tiodim. He has some type of a looking like an odim. So that's the parrot, that's why kuf and a kofuf, since they look like an odim, we make a bracha mishana bris. He's an elephant, he's poshid, he's a mamish, the biggest shina bris there is an elephant. But a chutz for all the other animals, we don't make a bracha. Because they're animals. The vice is a monkey, which looks like an Adam, he can make mistakes, so you make him a Shana Brias. The Gosh Baruch created him different than an Adam. Raw Brias Tavis, you see a beautiful person. Vilonas Tavis, see a beautiful tree. Oymi is supposed to make a bracha, Baruch, Shakochalav, Yamabilamai. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch, they created these things in the world. See a beautiful person, you have to make this bracha. Right, Al Hazikim. We have, you see Zikin, you say, Baruch Oysa Maisa Bracious. My Zikin. What does Zikin mean? Omar Shmuel Kuch Vodishobit. Say that's a comet. Like a flying star. You see a comet, you make a Baruch Oysa Maisa Bracious. Trashi Koich Vodishobit. Koichiv HaYorik Echei. The star that comes down like an arrow. Perikia. Mimokam Lamokam. One place to the other place. The Ora Kesheva is long like a Sheva, like a staff. Shuyora, that shoots it. V'nira k'moisha paiseach rikia. It looks like the rikia is opening up. The rikia, we have really, there are seven type of rikias. One on top of the other. Rikia is the first one. So it's a type of a shooting star.
It's a meteor. It's a meteor more
than a comet. All right. V'yom ha-shmuel zok shmuel. And we'll see exactly what it means. We don't know. V'yom ha-shmuel. Shmuel said he was a big astrologist. Shmuel. Nehilinli. Nehilinli shvil d'shmaya. I'm so familiar with the streets in Shemayim, and you know all the stars in Shemayim, Kishvil and Adoy, the same way I know the streets in his own hometown. He used to live in Adoy, was able to say the same way I know my way home, I know my way in the Shemayim, he know all the roots of the stars there. Oh, but Levar Mikuch with the Shavit, this thing he didn't know. So it's a comment to that, 100% clear we don't know what it is. So he didn't know exactly what this was. He didn't know exactly what it was. Ugmiri, Pnesveg, he knows,
to loy.
Shmuel says it a few times in Shabbos.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, you have other places also.
Keep some coming back.
Keep some, but could be. Right. Oh, Gemira, we learned to loy over Kisla, that the shooting star can't pass by Kisla, another type of star. Shrashik Sil. Yeah. The over planet, whatever, something. The other Kisla would pass by Kisla, Chorav Alma. The world would be destroyed. I bought Kochazina the other. Sometimes we see a shooting star pass by Kisla, and the Gemara is the Yuhu the other. It's only the reflection of it that's going through it. It looks as if it passed by it, but really it didn't pass by it. If it would, the world would be destroyed. Kidiover you. Rav Huna brand Rav Yeshua Amar. Vilin hu de makara. It's like a curtain that's ripped. The megalia, you could see through it. Or mechazin hu the rakia. You could see the light of the rakia. That's what the shooting star looks like. Trashi vilan. My zikin, what zikin means vilin hu. The mekara meschazer kia derech hakriya karema. You can see it through. You can see some shooting thing. But Ravashi Yoma koich b'hu. It's a type of a star. The yoke mahai gisa the kistla goes from this side of kistla. V'chazin lechavrei mahak gisa. And you can see another star on the other side of it. O mivis o mechse command the other. He's asking before, even though people think the star is passed by Kisla, it's not the same star. It's one star that starts off on this side, and there's another star on the other side. So to you, it looks like it crossed it, but really the star never crossed Kisla. Shmuel Rami, here's the kasha. Ksiv, Oysa, Osh, Ksil, V'chima. There's three different types of planets, or three different types of stars, some formation of the stars in Shemayim. Ksiv, another pasuk says, Oysa, Chima, Ksil. So first it says, Ksil, V'chima. And this pasuk says, Kimo, Ksil. Okay, said, how do you have both together? The Torah said that you need both of them. If not for the heat that comes out of the ksil, in the sky realm, the world could exist. Because kima is very cold, it gives off cold. So you need the heat of ksil to outweigh it. Vil mole tzina shel kima, not for the coldness of kima, in the sky realm, because of the heat of ksil. Oh, Gemiri, we learned. Ilav uksa. The akrivor, if not for the tail of the snake, the monach ben hor dinner that's in there got burnt. It says he says his psukim in Eve is kol man to have rhetorically akrivor. Any time a snake would have bit you, like having chai, he wouldn't be able to live. So it also could be the Milky Way, a different type of star that looks. Kura is talking about stars in Shemayim. There's a star that looks like the snake. So if not for that tail that didn't get burnt, it would all be anybody. What? Could be scorpion. For the more my kima, what is this? Lehevichai. Behind the kamale rachmon leiv. This is what the Eibusher said to you. Has kasher meyadnois kima oy moishchet tzil tefateich. Watch out for them. My kima. What is kima? What is kima? Mashmuel kemei koichvi. It's some type of formation of 100 stars together. Amri lord in the chanfi. Some say the 100 all close together. The amri lord in the vadri. Now the 100 stars spread out. My ash. What's ash? It's a pasuk that says, Oise Osh, because Baruch Hu makes Osh. Amri Rabbi Yehuda, Yoise. Right? My Yoise, what's that? Amri La, Zon of Tle. It's a type of stars that looks like the tail of a Tle. V'yamri La, Reisha, the Yigla. Looks like the head of the eagle. That's what the stars look like. And the more Mistabra, command the Yom, Zon of Tle. Mistabra, the one says, it's like the tail of a Tle. The Siv, Ayish, Albonea, Tentanchim. That Ayish has Rachmon, it's like on its kids. Almo chaser, it's missing something, it's like in the tail. Or meschazio ketar for the Torah. Is there something was ripped away from it? Trash ketar for the Torah